Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. You don't get Francie or Jordan today. You get me and my good friend, Dave Gonner. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Max? We don't need Jordan or Francie. We got this, right? This is like a huge announcement from Ford on the new F-150 2020. I mean, okay, maybe it's not huge, but let's go through this. I know you called me earlier and said, Dave, let's podcast. So set the stage here, Max.
Yeah, so it is maybe not the hugest news, but it is exciting, and I think it is really relevant to where we are right now. Just let's lay some context off the bat, though, Dave, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, and they should if they haven't. The reason I've had you on is you've spent a lot of time in various Lightnings. I know you've been pushing them when they're dead out of battery. So you drove one down to Florida, and then you drove that same one across the country in a series on Out of Spec Motoring. And so you've spent a lot of time with the current incarnation of this pickup. But Dave, what we've got is some news for the 2024 model year, and basically Ford's making some updates. But before we get into that, just what are your thoughts in general on like the state of the F-150 Lightning? Because it's been out for a few years now, and even before you've done these mega trips, you've actually covered it a lot. I think Ford invited you to look at one of the special trims they had. So what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, the platinum black. Listen, there really at this point in time isn't anything that truly competes with the F-150 Lightning on the market. Now, the Silverado, you and I were talking about this before, the Silverado's kind of coming up at their heels, but it's not really out there in any large volumes yet. It's more the utility fleet sales. The GMC Sierra that I saw at the New York Auto Show looked amazing, but that's like super high end. So when you think about a work truck, right, is a Cybertruck or an R1T pickup. Those are more lifestyle vehicles, I think. So I think that the F-150 kind of occupies a singular spot in the marketplace right now. And one of the other things that's really nice about it is unless you've got a super keen eye, it's an F-150. So, you know, if you are, let's just say, thinking about buying one for a job site or you're a general contractor, you want to drive one around, it's not like you're going to be pulling up in a Cybertruck. You know, this looks like an F-150, but yet it has a lot of advantages of an electric vehicle as well, which really makes a lot of sense at the job site, especially the Pro Power on board. So I think that, you know, when we push the truck on the trips, and I just want to be clear about this, the use case of us pushing these trucks, repeated DC fast charger after fast charger, you know, it put the truck in a bit of a funk. And yes, it sort of messed up the battery software management. And what we were seeing in the display was not accurate as to what was in the battery. And hence, that's why we ran out once and then we ran out again. So, you know, if you like some entertainment, for sure, watch those videos on Out of Spec Motoring. But I wouldn't really hold that against this truck in any way, shape or form. The use case that it's really meant for, yes, road tripping. And it's a super comfortable, really super comfortable vehicle to road trip in. But it's also an F-150, right? So it's a very practical truck.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's really important to get across. You know, those of the uber out of spec nerds, we love you, who watched it and would say, oh my gosh, the F-150 Lightning threw in a, you know, terrible performance in this road trip situation. That's, especially with electric pickup trucks, I think a very niche use case. I don't think many people are cannonballing or going across the country and really pushing it to that kind of limit. They're probably hauling lots of stuff from Home Depot in the bed, maybe using Pro Power on board. And so that's really, I think, where the domain of this truck is. Now, a note on your thing about Silverado, I agree, this is a kind of uncontested market position. However, I think GM is coming for Ford. The question is, can GM scale volume the way Ford has? Because we saw last year, right, there was a huge buildup of inventory to the point that some people were even making like doomsday projections, like no one's buying Lightnings. It turns out people are buying Lightnings. They are discounting them a little bit to move them, but they're still making more. So they've actually just started resuming production of the 2024 model year as we record this.
So there was a stop sale on the F-150, correct?
Yeah, in February 9th, I think it was. They said there was some kind of quality issue. We're not sure what that was, but they stopped selling it for 2 months.
Yeah, so, all right. So maybe quality wasn't the issue. Maybe what we're showing today was the issue. In other words, they tweaked the vehicle quite, I mean, not huge amount. Well, why don't we go over the changes that were announced? So it was the announcement yesterday, I believe, right, on the 16th?
Yes. And so we've got Ford's press release here, but the kind of headline features here are basically some refinements to the trim and a little bit of kind of value added discounts built into the MSRP now. Now, a lot of these were already being discounted by dealers, but now some of those discounts are official and it still does get tax credit status. And I have to put on my speculator hat for a minute here. I'm wondering if the stop sale could have had something to do with Ford making sure they could trace their battery minerals and components, because those are key requirements of getting the tax credit. And I know that caused hangups for a lot of other automakers. Of course, the vehicle's built in Rouge, the plant in Michigan, but the battery components and minerals come from all around the world. So sourcing those to North America is always a challenge.
Yeah. But, can we go over the pricing first, just because... Yeah. You know, I think that there is a bit of a story here. I mean, obviously, interest rates are relatively high. These are not inexpensive vehicles. There was a lot of noise. Remember when the F-150 first came out about the $40,000 work truck? And yeah. I mean, how many people really got one of those, right? So, you know, it's a lot of money. The base model now, the XLT standard range with 240 miles, is $62,995, down $2,000. But is that before a $7,500 federal tax credit off the hood? If your adjusted gross income is $150,000 or less, or filing jointly $300,000 or less, then you will get that vehicle for $62,995 less $7,500 plus sales tax.
That's exactly starting, these don't include the tax credit.
Okay. Got it. So, and then this, what is this flash extended range version flash? Is that new, a new trim level?
Yeah. So they introduced flash, I think for the 23 model year in the middle, like last year or fall. And it was kind of a smart trim. It was like a sweet spot trim. It was also the first F-150 Lightning to get a heat pump, which EV nerds will know is a big efficiency boon, especially for those people who live in climates where it gets to be like, you know, moderately cold temperatures. The funny thing is in Colorado, where, you know, Kyle and I and a lot of the team are based, we don't actually benefit much from heat pumps because here the temperatures are either like 60 degrees and it's summer, or it's windy and it's really cold and heat pumps don't provide a huge benefit. But for people who live in climates where it's like 40, 45 degrees a lot of the time, I think that's where heat pumps come into their own. So basically getting more range in cold weather and winter, the flash offered that, as well as like some nice quality of life things like a wireless charger, all the nice interior bits, not all of them, but a lot of them, plus the extended range battery. So it was kind of like the Lightning to get for most consumers, slotting in between the XLT and the nicer Lariat trim.
Right. Okay. And the biggest discount is on that flash trim. But the truck that we drove from, you know, Connecticut or New Jersey down to Florida and then out cross country was the Lariat trim. And boy, I'll tell you what, that was incredible. Now, they had lowered, if I'm not mistaken, the platinum a while back, earlier last year, and they're leaving that unchanged. I mean, that's if you want all the bells and whistles. And I mean, the GMC Sierra, the one that I saw at the car show in New York, that thing was, I don't even know what the price was on that.
$96,000 is what we've learned, I think, is the starting price for that just a few days ago.
Yeah. Starting price.
All right. And, well, and so the first edition, they may come out with cheaper ones later.
All right. And then you can see they've got the black edition, which I did look at. It's more of a trim, but it seemed like it had a lot of good value. I'd have to go back and review that video I did on Out of Spec Reviews, I think I did it for. But, you know, really cool looking truck. If you're thinking about blacking it out or getting a stealth kind of trim, $8,000 is definitely worth it. I think it was $10,000 when it first came out. Maybe that was the announcement, but that actually is a pretty darn good value. Now, for these prices, new 2024 prices, does that include Blue Cruise?
So certain trims include Blue Cruise. I want to say it's Lariat and above. I don't think XLT gets it. I'm not sure about Flash. But if your Lightning is so equipped with Blue Cruise and the hardware, like it's one of the nicer trims, from that point on, I think you may get a few months free, but then on Blue Cruise is a subscription, and I believe it's like $80 a month or something.
Oh, really?
Or you can pay annually. So they're kind of doing the Tesla like full self-driving subscription model, which probably makes sense for most people, because, you know, if you're not road tripping year-round, it probably makes sense to just subscribe for a month when you're doing your big, you know, haul, and then unsubscribe the rest of the year, or as I'm sure these companies would love you to do, just forget about it and keep having it ding your credit card. But, you know, Blue Cruise, you used it on the trip. It's not quite the same as Tesla full self-driving or even GM Super Cruise, but it's pretty nice.
Yeah, no, it's real good. I found lane centering and adaptive cruise was excellent. You know, the only thing is that it didn't have lane changing. And having driven this model, my wife's Model Y, from Connecticut down to Florida, 95% of the time on FSD, there'll be a video coming out on the Out of Spec Dave channel about that. That was just it was next level in terms of the experience that I had in terms of how it went around cars. So none of that, but on mapped roads, Blue Cruise is really nice because it allows you to drive hands-free. Yeah. And the tracking was quite good on that. So why don't we go over these features that were announced yesterday, because I looked at them earlier, but let's go through them together real fast.
Yeah, really quick note about Blue Cruise. Your truck also had an outdated version of it. So the current version of Blue Cruise does do lane changes and is a bit more sophisticated still. So it's a really good system if you're on those pre-mapped highways. But yeah, the key changes here in 2024, I teased it earlier, but standard heat pump, or as Ford calls it, the vapor injection system, which is a great marketing name. But basically, they finally put in the heat pump in the Lightning. I believe it's essentially standard equipment now, which is great.
Right. Okay.
Then you've also got, I think this is actually a huge quality of life one, and I hope they find a way to bring this to older trucks with software, because it feels like they should, but the charging speed display on the instrument cluster when you're plugged into a fast charger will show you your charging speed in kilowatts, as well as an estimated time when you'll be
done.
Thank you. That's table stakes, to be honest. I don't understand why it wasn't there.
We were going around it with the OBD2 port, you know, with the V-Peak adapter.
You look like hackers. You had this, every time.
But we got to have the data, right? So, and you know Ford has it, right? So just, I mean, obviously it has it. So
you could view it in the app, actually, but you just never could see it on the track.
Yeah, I know. But
so it was a small thing. I hope they take care of existing customers and provide this as a software update, because I don't understand how this couldn't just be software.
Yeah,
but I'm not a vehicle engineer.
What is a little disappointing in reading the press release was that the charging speeds have not been updated.
Same battery, so they're not doing anything different there.
But same battery, but couldn't they theoretically, I mean, I'm not an engineer, but couldn't they theoretically alter the charging curve, juice it up a little bit when it hits 80% instead of you know, just stepping it down, maybe tapering it down. There's little things they could
Tweak the cell characterization or the way the battery management system works. I don't think they're trying anything that ambitious yet.
Right.
The rumors have been that, like, the T3, right, the upcoming, like, next generation Lightning that's actually built on a new platform probably will have much better battery tech, but it seems like they're not rocking the boat here. And as we've learned, if you've seen that Outspec motoring trip, of all the trucks in the market, the Lightning is not a king in terms of both efficiency and charging speed. I mean, it's fine. Like, you know, if you're just going to go somewhere for 40 minutes and let it charge 80%, that's its intended use case. It's great.
You're never going to notice it. And just one thing I think, Max, you had pointed out, when we went 2,350 miles, you know, any little, if we're slower by 8% or 10% than the next truck, that just gets exacerbated over many, many, many charging sessions. So coming in 4 hours behind, let's say, Silverado with a massive battery pack, you know, it's not that big a deal over such a long period of time. And I've thought about this a lot since we did that trip. And I really, I hope we didn't give the wrong impression to existing F-150 customers that they should, my goodness, my truck charges, you know, like garbage. No, it has a very deliberate curve. We won't get into that. We've covered that many times. What else is this 2024 have?
So there's a standard features previously in what was called the tow technology package that you now get on the XLT and above. So basically all of the consumer trims you can buy. So you're getting these onboard scales where it'll estimate how much your trailer weighs with a smart hitch, a 360 degree camera, the Pro Trailer Backup Assist, Trailer Hitch Assist, and Reverse Guidance. So a nice suite of options, especially as we've seen, I'm sure this will get rectified, but again, not a work truck, but the Cybertruck in its current incarnation, despite being very capable in terms of the hardware, has almost no towing software quality of life features. And I think we've seen, like, Rivian did it at the beginning too, right? And then they updated the software and it got a lot better. Like, towing is something that these companies are thinking about more and more. And it's really important, I think, for both Ford and GM with the Silverado to just, you know, prioritize this, because especially in America, people will buy these trucks and expect to be able to tow with them. The range and the charging is still an issue, but for, you know, short hauls, like 80 miles to the lake, it's nice to have all this stuff.
Yeah. And what I would say is that, you know, if you're thinking about towing long distances with an EV, I don't care what it is, especially in cold climates, like, good luck with that. Rethink that, because you're going to, I can read all the manuals and I can do this. Oh man, is it a pain?
I will say, Dave, Silverado 4WT though, work, that was a beast.
But what the features that they put now in the XLT version are good for when you're doing short hauls, right? You got your little, you know, bow rider boat, you're going to drop it off at the lake and you're connecting, you're disconnecting, you're connecting, right? That's real meat and potatoes benefit to an XLT owner who's going to be, you know, snowmobiles, whatever, quads, boats, you know, from here 50 miles away and back. That's a lifestyle increase. I think that's a welcome addition. What else did they add?
So Pro Power On Board has been a great standard feature, I believe, on Lightning, and that will now work even while the truck is off. So that's cool. I believe previously you had to have it in, like, an accessory mode, but now it will, as long as you configure it to do so, work even if the truck's off.
Yeah, my buddy Mike, who, he's a traveling salesman, I've made a couple videos with him. He's got, you know, oftentimes he does, like, beverage distribution. So he'll park his F-150 100 yards away, have a big long cord and power speakers and grills and all kinds of things. And he was telling me that even though he had to keep the vehicle on when he would do that, 6 hours he would lose 1%. Of the battery state of charge. So whatever they're doing with this Pro Power On Board, it's amazing. I mean, you know, Tom Malagni freaking cooking a pizza and then brewing coffee in the back. I mean, you know, that's child's play, right?
He was in the cabin too. There was, like,
I know. Yeah. We were behind him and there was, like, smoke coming out of the windows. I was like, it was like Cheech and Chong up in Smoke movie. You probably don't know that movie, but for those of you who are my age,
I live in Boulder, I'm familiar.
Oh my goodness, you know, but this was pizza. It was pepperoni pizza. Yeah. So that's good. That's good that they've, you know, they've made some improvements to the Pro Power. That's great. Love it.
Yep. The last one, very small, walk away lock functionality. So I'm kind of surprised it wasn't here before, but I reading that, what I assume that means is it's proximity based, where you walk away with the key fob and it will auto lock the vehicle. I think it already would unlock, but now it will also.
That's
lock.
Right. Yeah. And I wish it had the ability to charge the closing flap automatically, because I can't tell you how many times in like that 2 week period of time, I drove that truck 3,500 miles. And I would say 40% of the time I would get in the truck and then I would drive away and the freaking charging flap was open and I had to get out of the vehicle and do that. But anyway, we'll take the walk away lock. That's good.
Yeah, nice quality of life thing. So I thought let's finish off this episode, Dave, and just build a theoretical 2024 F-150 Lightning here and just start out with where we should go. So I do want to make another note between the four trims you can buy as a consumer, no pro trim, that's only for work customers. The Platinum is the only one that doesn't get the tax credit, and that's because it's over $80,000. They haven't changed the price. So Platinum is still going to be that like nicest F-150. Probably not the F-150 that people are going to use for work. Maybe more of the garage queen. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of people love showing off their vehicles. But Lariat Flash XLT, I think that's what most people will buy anyways. What do you think is a sweet spot between these, Dave?
Let's take a look. I mean, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer. You go for the Flash. I don't even care what trim it has. It's got a bigger battery.
Yeah, right? Standard so extended range battery.
For $5,000 more, you need that. Trust me, on a road trip. I mean, we were getting realistically road tripping. If we were charging up to, let's say we plugged in at 10, went to 80%, we were on our way. We were doing 180 miles max. That's your name, max, between charging stations. I can't even imagine what that would be in. Now, if you're just going from your house where you have a level two to a job site and back, and you don't need that extended range. Yes, I save the $5,000. But to me, this flash, what do they call it again? Flash trim? Is that what it's called? Yeah, flash. That's the one. I mean, that's the budget. That's the budget one. Now that you can, you know, now that you definitely can get the $7,500 off, assuming you qualify. Yeah, I mean, that should be the one that most people, I think, will buy.
Yeah, you won't get the nice seats that you all had in the Lariat, but really you'll get most of what people want from the Lightning, I think, and that's really nice. So overall, Ford's making the updates they need to Lightning. We still await the really exciting T3, which has, as we've learned recently, been delayed significantly. But in the meantime, this is what Ford has, and I think it's competitive with the market because the market at the moment is very limited. I do want to see what happens, though, once GM gets scaled production of the Silverado and is making more than the work truck and the very expensive RST. Because once they come out with the like more consumer Silverado trims and target like a $50,000 to $70,000 price, I think Ford might have to do some aggressive maneuvers to move more Lightnings then. But that's hypothetical. That's the future.
Yeah, I think the real competition for diehard F-150 owners are gas-powered F-150s. Because if you think about it, how much could you buy a gas-powered F-150 for and a generator that's going to, in effect, replicate, you know, onboard, Pro Power onboard? And if it's $20,000 more to be able to have an F-150 Lightning in order to replicate what you can do from a gas perspective, then Ford is going to lose a whole bunch of customers that are not going to necessarily either be able to afford an extra $20,000 or justify it, even if they have the money. And so I think that these prices, I hate to say it, but they got to come down. They still have to come down. And when you think about the cost of charging these vehicles, you know, now with the fact that you can charge this F-150 at a Tesla supercharger V3, assuming there's a spot for you to do it and you don't take up too many spots to do it because of where the location of the charging port is. But it's not like it's so much cheaper than gas that you can sort of go to bed one night and mentally say, oh yeah, this is better. You have to want to get into an EV still. You have to be willing to pay that premium. But if you do, what I would say is drive this vehicle, drive an F-150 Lightning. It has an independent rear suspension. It has a very heavy battery pack. So, you know, like when you have an unladen F-150 and you're going down the road, it kind of is bouncy. Just the F-150 alone, because of its sheer weight, rides so much better. That coupled with the independent rear. And so, you know, it's not apples to apples, gas versus electric, but there is a relatively large price discrepancy. I may be shot down by a lot of people who are saying, oh, EV, but you know, there's a time and a place for EVs, right? And if you're doing long haul charging or towing, you really got to ask yourself the question, is this the right way to go? But look, hats off to Ford. They've built a great truck. I love it. I really do. I think that when we did the wrap up video for the Ocean, Francie asked me which vehicle I would take again. I answered the Ford F-150 of all of them, because I thought it was the most comfortable, especially with Blue Cruise.
Yeah, really. I mean, good cruiser, no pun intended there. One thing on your mention of, you know, the gas F-150, which is, I think, the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. still, that's a benchmark, right? Once you get up into XLT of that, it's starting price $48,000. So there's really only about a 10 grand delta, which is still a lot, don't get me wrong, between the base trims. That's not including the tax credit, which cuts that down if you're eligible to $2,500. Wow. And then, Dave, once you get into the Lariat, a Lariat F-150 gas is 65 grand. And I think that's like a 5 grand delta. So they're getting pretty close.
Okay. Well,
I think
the issue. Okay, I didn't do my homework. I'm on vacation here, so I didn't do the homework. But that's now getting into territory where you can do that sort of, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And take the jump. So, you know, if you are an existing F-150 owner, gas, go drive the Lightning. It's amazing. It drives amazing. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle and it works within your lifestyle, as far as charging and all of that, go drive one, because they drive really, really great. They really do.
Yeah. Can't go wrong there. Thanks again for joining me, Dave, and enjoy Marco Island and vacation and all you get up to. I hope you don't get stuck at any CCS chargers on your time there.
No, me going to the Naples EA, it's like candy, you know, the kid going into a candy store. All kidding aside, I wish it worked. It just doesn't. There's always a problem there. But yeah, we're getting there, Max. Slowly but surely, we're getting there, my friend. Thanks
Sounds
for having
good.
Me on. I appreciate you asking, okay?
Of course. See you in the next one. Bye.
All right. Take care.